Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I have Gary Grant on the phone. Gary, you have something brand new made in Plymouth, PA. Tell us about this.
Well, I was involved very closely with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships that just happened out in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And it was the first bare knuckle fight in over 100 years, 129 years, I believe. First legal, sanctioned, and regulated fight.
I was going to ask, isn't that illegal?
if it happened in Pennsylvania right now, yes, it would be illegal.
So how are you doing? What are you doing in Plymouth that it is in Pennsylvania right now?
Well, what I'm doing in Plymouth, the actual promoters, Dave Feldman and Dave Feldman Jr., they're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I do a lot of cage rental and boxing ring rental for fights. And I met them at a promotion, and we actually contracted with them to build the actual ring that the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship was taking place in. So we're not actually doing the bare knuckle fights here in Pennsylvania, but there's a strong local connection here. And what they wanted was a circular boxing ring that was in a perfect circle, a 22-foot circle. So we built that here in Plymouth, PA, and it's really the first of its kind. And we shipped it out to Cheyenne, Wyoming for June 2nd for the fight. We flew out behind it and put it together and assembled it. And it was a wonderful night of fights, probably the greatest night of fights I've ever been involved with. And then we brought it back, and it's in Plymouth, in my gym in Plymouth right now, set up. And, we're going to be opening it up to the public very soon and showing them what we got. This is a really neat piece.
And when I'm frustrated, I could come and fight somebody?
Well, we have outlets for that if you want to come down and punch the bags and stuff. I mean, I've been listening all morning. You have like a martial arts themed show, so mm-hmm. you should have plenty of outlets for your frustration.
For letting out the frustrations. And now, you're saying this is at your gym?
Yes. This is at my gym is Grant's Martial Arts in Plymouth.
Okay.
And we actually built this. We were calling it the Squared Circle because it's a square platform with a circular enclosure up top, and we built it in the basement of Grant's Martial Arts, and it's on display there now.
Now, is that specific, though? That ring is specific for bare-knuckle boxing, which makes it different than regular boxing?
Yes. The ring itself is patent-pending, the way it was built. The squared circle is trademarked, so you're not going to see any other sport, any other type of boxing, MMA, kickboxing, taking place in something like this. If you see the squared circle on TV, you're watching the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships.
And where can have we watched? These already played in February, correct?
These already played June 2nd. It was on pay-per-view.
That's when I accidentally bought and never watched because it was $66.
is that right? I don't think it was $66. I think it was a little better deal than that.
We just got my new remote and we accidentally hit buy, and it was some kind of fight for $66. I was like, no.
Yeah, my understanding, the first one was like $30 to buy on pay-per-view.
Okay.
So that might not have been the one.
So
but
they're more affordable than watching, let's say, other fights on pay-per-view then.
well, they are now. You know how that works. I mean, they get your interest, and you don't know what the next one will be. But this was I go to a lot of fights through my cage rental business and boxing ring rental business. And usually once the fights start, I'm playing with my phone and looking for other things to do because I've seen so many fights. But this is bare knuckle. I mean, there's no gloves protecting the fighters or anything like that. And this is a pretty exciting event. I was very proud to be a part of it.
But martial arts and boxing seem to be two totally different sports, and you're involved with both of them. I mean, I know they're both fighting to an extent. How do they? How did you relate both of them to building a ring? How could you?
That's funny. When I was a kid, for whatever reason, I wanted to be one of two things when I grew up. I either wanted to be a boxer or a ninja. And, you know, the compromise with my parents was to put me in karate classes. And that's kind of how I got my start in the karate world. And
you could be
everything I have in my
life. You want to be, honey.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know. My mom wasn't so enthusiastic about it. But
did you grow up in Plymouth, or are you from outside the area?
I grew up in Hunlock Creek.
Okay.
So I'm not too far from home.
So you're kind of like a hometown Northeast PA boy who got involved with this bare knuckle boxing, which is a national thing. That's amazing as well. And you have a studio right there in Plymouth, PA. Do you have fun facts about these squared circles, hon?
Yes, go ahead.
You want to share some of your fun facts about the square circles?
Oh, I thought you said you want to ask me. Yes. Well, yeah. Well, the squared circle first. I mean, when you look at it, it is a huge 28-foot platform, and then it is a 22-foot circle on the top. And originally, boxing took place in what they called a ring, and a ring was just either a ring of people or a ring of dirt they drew on the ground.
Oh,
and, yeah. And then when they started. When they started enclosing it in, with ropes or wood or whatever they did in those days, they couldn't get it to bend in a circle. So even though they call a boxing ring or even a wrestling ring a squared circle, I mean, I believe these are the first fights actually taking place in a ring that was built in a circle. So that's pretty interesting. I mean, my goal with this ring is if someday it ends up in the boxing or the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame, because there really is the first true ring, first for a fight sport.
And hopefully there will be a Hall of Fame. It might be the only thing in the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame, because you can't have gloves there, because it's bare knuckles. What else are you going to put? What else is going to be at this Hall of Fame?
that is true, but there is a Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame in Belfast, New York. I mean, and there's championship belts, there's fight posters, there's a story, there's pictures of fighters. So
when can we come to Plymouth and view your boxing ring, your bare knuckle boxing ring?
People can come anytime over the next 2 weeks. We're actually going to try and set up a date here. They can get more information on the Grants Martial Arts Facebook page, and when we're going to have it on display and stuff.
When it's ready for display, you are always welcome to check in here at 570-883-0098 as well, Gary, and tell us.
Great.
Call
I
that
appreciate
day and say,
that.
It is open now.
Right. Come down and work out your frustrations.
I don't know if there's enough time. How many times? But you're not actually going to let people get in there. Although we could take it off the streets of Plymouth and put it right there. There's an idea. Pull them off the streets, put them in the boxing ring.
Yeah, well, see, you're making it a little more barbaric than it actually is, I think. But no, when I told the promoter I'm going to be setting this thing up in my gym and I'm just going to let people come and see it. And his first words were, you're not going to let people train in it, are you? So I said, no, we're not going to let people train in it. We're just going to show them. And it's pretty cool because, like I said, getting ropes to bend in a perfect circle was no easy task. And
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, and making it safe as well for the fighters was pretty cool. And and you're talking about fun facts, like in a boxing ring, you could hide in a corner, and there's nowhere to get stuck in here. It was designed to make the fighters actually have to fight. So,
well, that makes sense too, because you get that guy in the corner, and they just start pounding on him. And they have to do that one, two, break it up. When you're in a, you just have to keep going at. It makes it more fair, doesn't it?
I would think so. I mean, if you don't get stuck in a corner, I mean, that's probably a huge advantage, and it keeps the action going. So you might not have watched those last pay-per-view fights, but you've watched some fights by the sound of it.
I might have to watch one of these. I may have to come down and check it out, too. So make sure you give us a call. Let us know. Look forward to talking to you again in the near future, Gary. Thank you.
Hey, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.